But what I would recommend is to look at it as a team sport and to actually take entire work groups and say, you know, this every single work group in our organization is going to do a 90-day pilot. And you can go out and do it for 90 days, and then if you want to come back or some of you want to come back, then we'll take care of you at that time. But you need to have all of the peers go out together. And before they go, they need to talk about what is it that they do to provide value for the organization, and how are they going to cover each other's back and support each other when they're working remotely in order to achieve that work. And if they do this, if we just do this work group by work group, we will find that a large percentage of people will be much more productive remote from the office building than in it.
And I got to say, I think that's the biggest lesson learned from your guys, from GSA's experience in Kansas City. You didn't do it like, okay, people, everyone, this is a team of 40 people who all are out there. So they're all in the same boat. And guess what? They're sharing lessons learned amongst themselves. It was great.
Yeah, and they actually started reaching out to each other in ways they never did in the office. They started having neighborhood lunches with people who lived in one part of town. And actually, they started a fitness club where they were logging fitness minutes that they were substituting, you know, they were substituting commute time for fitness minutes. Yeah. And when you do it as a team, the behavior and the dynamic is radically different than it is when it's one person who is perceived to be privileged or treated in a different way from the other people who are.
Or seen as the telework freak. You know, this is the person who we only see once a week, so we don't really. And when I was at another iteration in my former life as a print guy, we used to have meetings, and we had several people who were calling in, and they always felt like the outliers. You know, you always forget about the phone people. And finally I said, okay, we're all at our desks. We're all calling into the same number. That way we're all on the same platform. And that sort of goes to that idea. Everyone needs to be working from the same platform.
Right. You get much better at conference call etiquette when you're on the long end of the line instead of sitting around the
You sure do. You sure do.
You know, and I would add on to Bill's point. You know, if you were a telework manager and administrator trying to figure out how to start implementing a telework program within your agency, I'd call someone like Bill and ask him for advice. You know, what did you do? Lessons learned? Anything you would do differently? I think he's got a great story with rolling this out of teamwork. I'd also call somebody like Pam, who just recently wrote the DoD guidelines for telework. You know, if I wanted today to roll out a telework program, you just don't.
There's a lot of lessons learned out there already.
Yeah, and you don't just say to your employees, tomorrow we all telework. You know, you need to make sure that the tools and the security are in place, and to the points that Pam had made, you know, are you eligible? Does your job, your day-to-day function, is that something that can go outside of the office here?
We found that there are a lot of people who are not necessarily classified as eligible who actually have telework agreements and are teleworking. So, I mean, it's not around the security or, you know, physical presence issue, but how one goes about determining eligibility, that's also in the eye of the beholder. What we're finding is many, many more jobs can very effectively be done remotely than people thought.
I completely agree. I think we're all in agreement. I think piloting in the team concept of conducting these pilots is really key. Change in any manner is always difficult and a little bit scary. And I think that if when you go through these pilots, I think, you know, going out, doing your research, talking to people, learning what's worked for other groups that have similar types of charters, right, or similar missions, what hasn't worked, what type of workers this actually works for, and then, you know, encourage people to actually go out and participate in the pilot, to get educated on how to use the technologies, which technologies make sense for each information worker. For example, I mean, we can talk about just, you know, some of the tools that you have, from the type of headset you like to use to the type of, would you like a speaker headset or a speakerphone that connects to your computer? Learn what works, you know, and investigate it.